Five geeks, five opinions, one podcast, Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Hello! Welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with JP and Melissa, and we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing?
Good.
Great.
Melissa's back to sounding lackluster about her life again, I see. Like every week, I want to thank you guys for listening. We very much appreciate it. I'm going to redirect all you listeners to the Nerdgasm Noir website, because the Nerdgasm Noir website is where you find pretty much everything. You can find out how you can donate to us, how you can follow us on social media, how you can listen to us, whether it be an RSS feed, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, how you can leave us a voicemail on our voicemail, or if you need to contact us about anything that maybe social media might not be the best thing for, there's a contact page on there as well. Again, I'm going to say check out nerdgasmnoir.net. I'm going to ask, how were you guys' weekends? Did anybody watch anything interesting? Cough the Golden Globes cough.
Oh my God.
See, what I did is I just went on Twitter and read what other people were saying about the Golden Globes instead of watching it myself.
You, my friend, are a smart person. I just didn't watch it at all. Watch it at all. Like, at all.
Yeah, I stuck with reality television. So...
This is going to be the first time I ever going to say this, but that was a good choice, Melissa.
Because you know the kind of shows that Melissa likes to watch.
Right.
Melissa watches
all classy. Hard to watch.
You know, and it's not even that I dislike reality shows. It's just that every time these girls get in confrontations, it makes me want to fight them. Like, it should not make me, sitting at home watching television, want to fight the person in the television.
But see, that's how you know the script is good, though.
Wow.
When you're engaging with the character.
That's how you know the script is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The script.
I mean, NBC still got my ratings, but it was from Bravo. So.
All right. So let's get into the Nerdtastic news. This is.
Well, we do have some feedback.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's my bad because I forgot to write that down. But so we had some feedback from Twitter, and this is about our last show, 182. Welcome back. So Ebby 0110, they'll make Motoko a co-name, or she'll be Japanese in the first 15 minutes, lose that body, then be Scarlet.
Okay. Oh, shit. That's exactly what they're going to do.
Yeah.
I forgot. There's like this big... So, for those that may not understand what we're talking about, is last week we talked on the show about how Scarlett Johansson is going to be playing the main character in Ghost in the Shell. And it, like, that tweet just made me realize that the whole point of Ghost in the Shell is they take your brain and they take your soul or whatever and they put it in a cyborg robot body. So, of course, this Japanese woman wanted to look like Marilyn Monroe or some whatever bullshit-ass reason, and that's why she ends up looking like Scarlett Johansson. Thanks, loophole.
Does
that make you feel better about it?
No! That makes me even madder at the fact that now they're going to try and pretend like it's the same person when clearly it's not.
Thought that would make you feel better.
No.
I'm sorry, but yeah, they're totally probably going to do that.
And a miss.
They're going to totally do that.
Yeah, sad face. I'm a sad face all over here. Did we get any other feedback?
No, that was it, but thank you for... that comment.
Crushing my dreams, Ebby 0110. Crushing my dreams.
Crushing dreams. Writing tweets.
But thank you for the feedback. If you want to tweet us feedback, you can find us on Twitter at NerdgasmNoir. And you can find that information on NerdgasmNoir.net. Oh, bringing it back around. Moving on. We've got the Nerdtastic News articles. These are the articles that we pulled from the Nerdgasm Noir G Plus community. Both of these are DC. This is both of these pieces of news are DC news. The first one being Suicide Squad. Viola Davis is reportedly still in talks about playing Amanda Waller.
Okay, so I feel happy and at the same time kind of like, because you know what? Because I want Amanda Waller to be a bigger size woman.
See?
So, feel kind of torn.
I'm happy for Viola, but I feel like she could have been better played by Octavia Spencer. Or who else is a bigger woman in Hollywood?
C.C.H. Pounder. Listen.
CCH Pounder is kind of stocky. And she's tall.
She's the best. You know what? For me, Amanda, I guess Amanda Waller is short, but she has this tall presence for me.
I'm trying to think about how tall Amanda Waller is. Like, I have these in my head.
Because when you say CCH Pounder, I could see her as... I could see her... Well, here's the thing. They made Wolverine tall for what's-his-face. Wolverine is not...
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. There you go. Wolverine was not originally a tall character. Wolverine was short and stocky.
Right, and they was like, there is no amount of camera tricks we gonna do throughout this whole movie to make him look short. We don't feel like it. We don't feel like it.
You know who could have been him?
Tom Cruise, and I'm going to punch you dead in your face.
Yeah, I will punch you too.
No, first of all, Tom Cruise was never on the Shield. What are you talking about? I was talking about Michael Chiklis.
No, but he was our. I think. Well, they ruined it by making him the Thing. But I think he probably could have been a good Wolverine.
Marvel.
X-Men is also...
That's Marvel. He could still come over to DC and be... Oh, no. Wolverine is Marvel.
X-Men is Marvel. Fantastic Four is Marvel.
Yep. But he
probably... For some reason, I had put...
Fantastic Four is that bad that you try to put it in a different universe. It's a terrible movie.
Okay, so when you turn in your hate mail, just sign it straight to Deanna. Just say, Dear Deanna...
Why me?
Look, we have Fantastic Four fans out there, so I'm
just saying. Movie. Okay, look, this is coming from somebody who watched both movies in theaters. I paid for both movies. Those movies are terrible. The second one redeems itself just by having the Silver Surfer in it.
So you just hate the movies?
Yeah, the movies are not good.
Okay,
they're not good.
We might not get much hate mail. I thought you just hated Fantastic Four
I just didn't like the movies.
So I'm just
Jessica Alba in those blue contacts. Like, if they would have waited a couple years and made her blue contacts, just terrible wig and blue contacts. Oh, it's just God, it hurts. Terrible wig and the terrible contacts. Like, anyway, moving on to some more DC news. Guess who's getting a CW animated series?
Who, Deanna?
Wah, 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 wah.
Vixen!
What?
If you don't know who Vixen is a DC superhero. You may have seen her before in the other DC cartoons because she was voiced by, who was she voiced by?
Gina Torres. But see, this is where it gets confusing because Gina Torres then later on started doing the voice of Wonder Woman.
When did she start doing the voice of Wonder Woman?
It was a couple DC movies that she did the voice of Wonder Woman.
I can see that.
I think she was like the alternate world Wonder Woman or something.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell. I just know that I heard the voice. I was like, yep.
Hello.
Vixen is actually going to be getting her own CW animated series. They didn't say that Gina Torres was going to voice her, though. They'll probably go with somebody new. Well, I don't know, because DC has been pretty... DC has been pretty consistent in the past with their voiceovers, but... So, looking out for that. Did it say when it was going to be coming out?
When are they going to put it on for, though?
Well, obviously not because Saturday morning cartoons.
When you think of CW... Wait, obviously... Yes, Saturday morning cartoons, or...
No.
It's supposed to debut next fall.
And it's supposed to be in the Flash and the Arrow live-action TV show universe, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be interesting.
Wow. So, I'm wondering if they are planning to do... to have her be a guest...
on the shows?
Yeah, her live version counterpart. Like, she won't be there on the show, like, all the time, but they... you know, because how they love to do crossovers.
Mm-hmm.
So...
actually, please forgive me. I literally almost asked if there was a Flash Arrow crossover episode, and then I remembered them bows be fast, and I'm mad again.
We're not going back there.
So, definitely in the fall, make sure you check out this cartoon. Hopefully, I think it's going to be good. DC is actually pretty good with their cartoons, so get excited, you guys. More black female superheroes on the TVs. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So, before we move on to the next bit of topics, so today we sent out a audience survey. So you probably saw the links either on Twitter, Facebook, maybe. I don't know. Do Facebook still exist?
I guess Facebook. We're always so iffy with the Facebook.
And Google Plus. So we're just trying to see ways that we can approve the show and just see what kind of things you guys want us to talk about and do. So please, when you see that link, please fill out the survey. You can even go to the website, and it's called Audience Survey. So, NergasmNoir.net/survey. Please fill it out so we know what the hell we're doing. Okay, that's it.
All right, so moving on to our event of the week slash black-owned business of the week.
So,
go ahead.
The Spawn Point blog and podcast, because they have a podcast now, is holding a Black Lives Matter Gaming Against Police Brutality event on January 17th to 18th. So the event will be streamed on Twitch. So there'll be, I think it's going to be various stream accounts. So they all will have the tag or the icon of Black Lives Matter so you can know who is participating. And if you want to donate, all donations will go to Eric Garner Fund and the New York Lawyers Guild. So head out to their site, the spawnpointblog.com/police-brutality, so you can get more information. So whether you want to participate or donate, check that out. We will tweet it out. So be sure to support.
Yeah, a great way for nerds to help out, and I think you should give them your money. So give them your money. Also me, but them first, because it's a good cause. Moving on. So we have a couple trailers that have come out over the past couple weeks. We talked about how earlier DC was doing good in the television department. Marvel's doing good in the movie department, although I'm kind of iffy about one of the trailers that came out. The Ant-Man trailer and the Avengers Age of Ultron second trailer came out over the past couple weeks. Did you guys watch the Ant-Man trailer?
I did.
I'm going to assume Melissa didn't, so... we're just gonna
I did not. No,
So even though you should never assume, because it's rude of you, but I didn't. So anyway, I guess it worked out for you that one time. You're welcome.
It works out for me when it comes to you every time. But anyway, the Ant-Man trailer came out, and I still don't know. I don't know about Paul Rudd being Hank Pym. I don't know about an entire Ant-Man movie.
He's not Hank Pym.
Who is he?
He is the second, the thief. What is his name?
What? I thought he was Hank Pym.
No. Okay, so there are, I think, is three people that held the mantle of Ant-Man. First, it was Hank Pym, and then next, it was some dude who's a thief. He stole the suit to use for thievery.
I can see that.
Yeah. So he end up taking up the mantle of Ant-Man because he got caught by Hank Pym. And Hank Pym was like, well, since you seem to know how to use a suit, why don't you use it to help people? Since I can't use it no more. So that's how the Ant-Man movie is going to be set up. So there is a Hank Pym, but he's asking the thief guy to take up the mantle of Ant-Man.
Okay, so now that makes more sense having this Ant-Man come after Age of Ultron.
Right.
Because Hank Pym does the Ultron program. So now this makes more sense. Right. Okay. But I still don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm here for this. I mean, like, the trailer, it looked interesting. The dude from The Strain is the bad guy, which I thought was hilarious. Because, again, terrible hair plugs. I don't know. I'm still iffy about it. Hopefully another trailer comes out that makes it look better. But as of right now, I'm still kind of on the fence about it. I'm not really sure if I want to see it. What about you, JP? JP?
Hello? Sorry, somebody was knocking on my door. I'm so sorry.
Somebody was robbing my house. I'm sorry.
No, because I'm trying to ignore the knocking. And then they continuously knocking. I'm like, why?
Oh, why are you still knocking? But what do you think?
About the trailer for Ant-Man, I'm kind of so-so about it, but then again, I wasn't a very big fan of Ant-Man anyway, and I feel like hopefully this movie kind of plates up, since they're going with the second dude who took up the mantle of Ant-Man, that it would be kind of like a lot of sarcastic humor, because look who they got to play.
Yeah, Paul Rudd's more sarcastic. Like, they have to do it that way.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I probably will watch it, but I don't really have high hopes for it.
Oh, man. Okay, so I was almost going to watch it because Bobby Cannavale is in it. You know how much I love Bobby Cannavale. And then I go down further down the cast list, and I see T.I.'s in it.
T.I. in it for what?
Clifford T.I. Tim Harris is going to be in this movie.
I gotta watch it now. Nope, we have to watch it. It's a thing now.
No, why? It's I don't a understand thing. Why. Why?
But is he a character? Is playing Hank Pym.
I don't understand. Why do we have weirder, a T.I.? Weirder. Why is there a T.I.? In the movie, why is there? What he gonna do?
Because Iggy Azalea can't be the only way he makes his money, you guys. Whatever. He's got bills to pay.
I just gotta know who he's playing. I gotta know, man.
Some guy named.
Is it an
Dave.
Extra? Is it an onlooker?
No, he's Dave. It's a speaking role because he's got a name.
I mean, is it like one line? Is he playing a rap?
The movie's not out yet. We don't know.
Is there a Marvel character named Dave? Oh, my God. Does Dave stand for something?
Shut up.
Oh, my I gotta think of all the Black Marvel characters. Is Dave code name for Black Panther? Is T.I. Black Panther?
Oh, God. We already know who Black Panther is. I will strangle you.
I don't understand what's going on. I really don't understand. Why is there a T.I.? Why do we need the T and the I in there? Why? Why do we need that?
Well, you can't spell Ant-Man without a T.
But you...
So.
You can't. It's impossible. Just Ant-Man. And then that's just incorrect. It is not a verb.
Melissa is dying right now. She is. Oh my
she's tickled pink right now.
I'm wiping my eyes.
Anyway.
She is tickled pink, and I'm
mad at her for it.
Right. I don't like her at all.
I'm so excited.
Anyway.
I bet you she'll see this movie faster than she saw the first Avengers. All because it's just.
I really, really will.
We know you will because that's because
it took you years to watch Avengers.
It really is.
It did. It took Netflix to get it.
It really did.
But not this time, guys. Not this
time. This time, so she's going to be there with bells on. She's going to be there the day of.
The only thing that's going to be better is Terrence Howard was in it. If they found a way to put Terrence Howard in this shit.
Oh my God. No! Terrence Howard ruined his chance with Iron Man. One.
But now he can come back.
Nope.
I swear to God. Because I bet you, the day it comes out, she gonna call us. Did y'all see it yet?
I'm gonna punch her.
I swear.
If she does that, I'm gonna punch her.
Okay, that's great.
The other trailer that came out over the weekend or over the past couple weeks was the second trailer for Avengers Age of Ultron. They're really playing up that Pinocchio Got No Strings on Me creepy song. And I think it works.
Well, it's James Spader. They had no choice but to do that.
To make it creepy?
Yeah. I mean...
He's Monsieur Creepy Voice.
And which is weird because he really has an excellent voice. But I don't know. It's a voice that sounds like he will either kill you or make you faint from the sheer amount of awesome that he puts upon you. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's a the trailer looks really interesting. A lot of people were pointing out that at the very end of the trailer, you see a very, very dark-skinned black woman in, like, a cave. And it looks like people are speculating that that is actually going to be one of the Black Panther's bodyguards.
Okay, so either it's the bodyguard or this is my fingers crossing... I'm crossing everything. His sister.
Oh!
Because I think it was one time where she was part of his guard. I can't remember. But that would be freaking awesome because she's badass.
That would make... Ooh! Okay.
Badass.
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I can't wait to see it. Also I'm excited about Hulkbuster armor.
Okay, because I don't remember the other Hulk movies that well. They didn't do the Hulkbuster armor in there at all, did they?
Mm-mm. Because there hasn't been a situation where... Well, no, I won't put it that way. No, there hasn't been a situation for Iron Man to make the Hulkbuster armor because they just became friends a movie ago. You know?
No, well, I mean, they have done cartoons and stuff where it's the army with the Hulkbusters. Because it's this particular sergeant who is all in a hissy fist trying to get Hulk. And he had Hulkbuster armor.
That that's technically the second Hulk movie, the one with Edward Norton. But okay. they did Abomination. Abomination? Abomination.
Right. I'm just saying that, like, there is a way to do it without mentioning Tony Stark.
Oh, well, yeah, but I feel like in the universe that they're creating now, it wouldn't work without Tony Stark. You know? Because he's already there. Might as well.
Right. I don't know, because they did cartoon movies and stuff without mentioning that it was built by Tony Stark, so it can work, so.
Yeah. But yeah, the trailer looks interesting. It's not giving away too much. It's giving you the basic stuff. It's hinting at the Black Panther stuff. I'm so excited about I'm so excited about Captain America Civil War because apparently the Falcon and Black Panther are both going to be in the movie. So hopefully Samuel L. Jackson's still in it. So it's like three whole black people.
Oh my
people,
God, it is. It's three. Oh my God. Okay. So now we just need to have a black woman show up.
They're working on it.
In Civil War. Like, for real. Like, come on. Let's just do it. Let's just go crazy. Come on. How many black female superhero characters does DC have? It's not a lot. We can put them all in a movie. Just go crazy. I mean, Marvel. Damn it. I'm becoming Melissa.
Yeah. They could do.
I mean, it's not a lot of... Black I'm still wanting to miss superheroes in Marvel, so let's just put them all in a movie. Just go crazy.
We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, let's get to the main topic, the thing that we were going to talk about the most. Let's get to the thing we were going to talk about the most this week. We were going to do a TV Squee Week because, as well as us coming back, a bunch of TV shows came back last week. So, if you haven't caught up on your favorite TV shows, Sleepy Hollow, Musketeers, we probably won't talk about because I'm the only one who watches it, and I actually watched it.
Hey,
let me finish. I also didn't get to watch the first episode yet.
Oh,
because I'm still a little sad about Peter Capaldi not being there. Still a little sad. Archer, Gallivant, Agent Carter, Empire, or Jane the Virgin. If you are not caught up on any of those, you may want to check out for a second. If you're listening live, if you're listening to the recording, just pause it, go catch up on your shows, and then continue on once you've done that. So we shall start with the spoilery fun stuff right now. Ladies, what do you want to talk about first?
Okay, so for Sleepy Hollow, Jenny is like, damn.
She's so pretty.
She is. She is super pretty. And two, I thought we gave up on broke down Thor looking dude. I thought he...
Nope.
Why he still had to come around. Back. We have to keep him on the show?
Okay, actually, can I enter... Since we're calling Blondie broke down Thor, can we call the angel Chief Flula? Because he looks like Flula to me, and it bothers me. Like, I keep expecting him to have a weird German accent and ask and try and figure out idioms of the in the English language. Like, it's so weird. Also, he's got his little Xena thing. It's just so weird. The angel's weird to me.
Yeah, okay. About the angel. I was kind of upset, like, how... I feel like the storyline with the angel could have been spread out a little bit longer.
Yes.
That was wrapped up way too quick. I know he's being set up as the next big bad. That's what it seems like. But I feel like that we would have got a better takeaway throughout the season if they show the angel and my brain just went blank. Abby, thank you. God. I don't know why. Because I want to say Nicole, and I know I shouldn't say
it. Yeah. It's always one or the other. I either know your real name and call you by your real name and everything you're in, or I know your name, or I know your character's name in a specific movie and call you that for the rest of your career.
Right. I felt like I would have got much more out of it if they would have stretched out the relationship that seemed to be forming between the angel and Abby. Now it turns
instead of having Ichabod cock block it immediately.
I wasn't even thinking in a romantic sense, but that it seems like how they view the end of days very similarly. Like, look, they already had their chance to be a good person. They up there killing folks. Why we sitting there trying to save them when they act like they don't want to be saved? Let's just murk them, get it done. Mm-hmm. Get it. So they had that kind of thing. Like, they was, look, you want to save your old son, fine, whatever. But if he kills somebody else, it's done, you know? So I feel like they should have played off of that a little bit longer, because just wrapping that up in one show, I just felt kind of cheated, because you bring me an angel, you bring in angels, and then you just like, okay, that's it. So, like, even Supernatural stretched out the goddamn angels. Sorry to have to use Supernatural to compare, but shit.
Yeah, the show seeming very Supernatural. With the entrance of the angel, it was just like, oh, this is very Supernatural-esque, and I'm losing interest.
Considering the premise of Sleepy Hollow, angels had to come in eventually. If you're going to have demons, you're going to have angels. So.
That's true. But yeah, so Sleepy Hollow, I like at the end of the first episode, I like the fact that it, because I almost wasn't going to watch anymore, but then at the very end, they brought Captain Irving back as possibly a zombie? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what was up with that. I don't know if he's a zombie. I don't know if he's a quasi-demon. I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, he's a thing that can't... I think he may be a thing that can't die or something. Right, I don't know. It's really
considering
weird.
Considering he used the one and true sword, you know...
Mm.
We don't know what the side effect... We know the side effect is supposed to be you die, but they never said that you would stay dead. Hmm. I mean, and, like, you would lose your soul. He didn't have a soul to lose, so we don't know what would be the after effects of that. So, maybe because he didn't have a soul to take, because it was already taken, like you said, he can't be killed. So, maybe he's on some torment type-ish, if y'all know the game Torment. He could be immortal, like he could get killed, but he'll just wake up days later like, shit, did I get killed? Damn, that shit hurts.
It doesn't sound fun at all.
Oh my god, if they make him like the Torment character, I'm sorry, I'm geeking out, so I won't stop.
All right, moving on. We can't talk about the Musketeers because I haven't watched it yet.
Boo. Okay, can I just say this about the Musketeers?
What are you going to say?
They are so pretty. And then, for some reason, the theme of freaking shows are bringing in, you know, broke down Thor-looking dudes. So, have fun with that.
Yeah, I saw the trailer with the new villain. And he... long hair, long blonde... messy hair is the new wave, I guess. I don't know. But we'll see. I gotta watch it. I'm excited about it. I watched the whole last season just to get ready, and then I fell asleep while it was on for this season. That was so bad. But moving on, did anybody else watch Archer?
I watched Archer.
So did I. Melissa?
So did I.
Okay, so. What was I going to... Oh, shit. I had a thing that I was going to say, and I forgot.
Okay, I know the part of the episode that killed me the most is when they had I can never remember her name, but the dumb rich girl,
Cheryl or Carol or whatever. Yeah, literally, that's her character's name.
Yeah,
Cheryl Carol. So they left it up to her to rebuild the ISIS. So well, it's not ISIS anymore, but the CIA offices. Mm-hmm. And her trolling ass literally put it back originally before it got burned and blown up. And so, and then before that, she created like a
hologram
reality to cover everything up to show her, oh yeah, everything's in white walls and it's so beautiful. And she's like, she's so happy to see the new offices. And then Cheryl turns off the virtual reality and you see the old dingy offices.
I thought it was funny how into deep, they even got what's Benson's blood.
Yes!
On the floor. Like, that was so, that was so rude.
Even the ice, she said, even the ice is the same with that lingering taste of bleach.
Oh! Yeah!
Oh my God. That was such troll. That was epic trolling. Mm-hmm.
One thing I like about Archer is it's consistent. Like, I was, with every season that comes, I'm worried that it's not going to be funny anymore, but it does a pretty good job of staying funny. Mm-hmm. And I actually appreciate that. And in all honesty, I like the fact that, it's kind of self-aware.
Yeah.
Also, I like the fact that Pam's fat again.
Yeah. She's like, what? Yeah, I gained the weight back. He's like, no, I'm looking at you. I'm sorry.
I want to know, though, I hope that the Krieger that's there is not the original Krieger. Like, I want them to make that a running thing.
Clone? One of the clones? But
yeah, I want them to make it a running theme that they still don't know whether or not he's the clone or not.
Right. Because they was all kind of mad scientist-like.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see. But that would be funny if he just, just random things that he should know.
He doesn't? Right. Yeah.
And then, things that he shouldn't know he knows. You'd be like, wait, are you the right Krieger? Okay.
But we'll see. So we'll see. So far, Archer looks like it's going to be good.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
So you guys watched Gallivant?
Gallivant.
Go ahead.
I love this show. I love it so much. Melissa, what you think?
Mm-hmm. I want to squeeze it. I want to hug it. I want to squeeze it. And it's going to be great.
Why? You have to explain.
It's so, okay. Because sometimes when you find just, the perfect show, it feels like a tangible thing that you just want to pet and you want to have it. And that's how I feel Gallivant is. Like, it's so great. And then I realized today that I've been watching Pop, Magnus,
yes!
Be Sid this entire time. And I was like, wait a minute. I know you.
Oh my God, I didn't even realize it was Pop.
It's Pop. It's, and I love self-aware musicals.
Yes.
And I love the fact that the songs themselves are awesome. They're not just, random songs or just, I don't know. Glee kind of fucked me up for a minute.
Yeah.
But
Glee fucked everybody up.
It did. Look, it's like hearing original songs that are awesome. Man, live for that shit.
Right.
And then there's Lanny, Lassie, who's, that's not his real name, it's Timothy something, begins with the last name. Oh. He plays the king. And the king is my favorite.
Oh my God, I love the king. I love King Richard.
My second favorite character. Yeah, he's awesome, right?
He is so, okay, he always steals the goddamn scene. It's just so, it's he's one of those like evil kings that, like, he's not outright like, I'm killing everybody. He's like, oh, I'm gonna kill you today. I just feel bored. It just seems like a good thing to do. He's just like that type of, he's like chipper, but he's doing evil shit. So you don't know what to do.
That's awesome. And so far, my favorite song is Maybe You're Not the Worst Thing Ever, which is the most romantic song you've ever heard.
So, like, maybe you're better than herpes and scurvy.
And the other person was just shrugging. Like, and I think what really works for it, and I hope I'm right about it, because I think it's a contained series. Like, it's not going to be one of those things where we have seasons and seasons, right?
Right, it seems like it, because, like, there seems to be popping out 2 episodes a week.
Yeah.
So I feel like if it is contained, I wonder, are they going to, if they're going to do more than one season, are they going to do like various adventures? Like one season will be one entire adventure?
See, I don't even need another season. That's how much I love this. Like, as much as I like Once Upon a Time, I don't want this to turn into that, you know?
Right.
Like, it has a nice storyline. We have adventures. I mean, if they did expand it to another season, of course I'm going to watch. But part of the magic for me is knowing that there are only so many of these. So I have to treasure each episode.
Right.
But if you hate musicals, then you're probably not going to like this show. No. So, there's that.
Because I said that this is like the TV version of Men in Tights.
Oh my God, you are not wrong. That's probably another reason why I love it so much. I fucking love Men in Tights, man.
Yes.
To me, that's Dave Chappelle's breakout role.
And also, I love that the main three characters... So, okay, of course, Gallivant is... a white guy, and his squire is Pop Pop from Community, a black guy.
Oh yay!
And then the princess who comes to ask for help is she's Indian? I know she's brown. She's brown.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the fact that it is at least what are those. You know, we have main people of color in the story that have agency. So even though Pop-Pop is the squire, like when in the third or fourth episode, we actually get to see his family and his town, you know, and his background. So.
Oh, that's okay. So I may have to start watching Gallivant.
Right. So even though I don't say how all these POC people, you know, have white as hell parents, but whatever, it's a musical, so I'm not gonna
say we don't that. Ask
we don't ask
if it worked on that 90s Cinderella, it can work in
any. You mean the best Cinderella ever?
Yeah, in all honesty, it is. Like, have you seen have you seen the trailer for the Cinderella movie?
I rolled my eyes through most of it,
but yes.
First of all, Robb Stark is supposed to be the prince, is playing the prince, and I'm just like, this is terrible. Everyone's gonna die.
Oh, he's gonna have a wedding.
Second, I don't care. Like, Maleficent was interesting because it was the bad guy story, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It was like a twist. Cinderella, same story. It's not even like a twist on Cinderella. It's just Cinderella again.
Right, because what was the one that... it was another Cinderella that they kind of had a slight twist.
Was it Ever After with Drew Barrymore?
Yeah. It was a slight twist. But it wasn't, you know, oh my God, this is totally different retelling of Cinderella.
Ever After was supposed to be Cinderella inspired.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't necessarily exact, like an exact, but like this is an exact portrayal of the Disney Cinderella. Like, it's just Disney making the Cinderella movie a live action movie with Robb Stark. Everyone's gonna die. This isn't a children's movie.
Everyone's gonna die.
I don't know.
But I'm just, I but you know what? Because I freaking love Gallivant so goddamn much. Because it does remind me of kind of those fairy tale stories it's the tropes are kind of being, I don't know, kind of tweaked out, you know, not too much away from the trope, but like, okay, so Gallivant is this great knight, you know, but he's a jerk. You know, everybody knows he's a jerk, even though he's this great hero and everybody loves him, but he's a jerk too. So I just love, I don't know, watch the freaking show. That's all I got to say. Watch it. Please watch it. Please. I don't want to get canceled before the season is done. Please.
It can. The ABC can't be that stupid. Like, I think for me, the moment that defined it as a twist or whatever, or just a different thing, was when he came to rescue her. Mm-hmm. From the wedding.
Oh my god, that was the best part ever.
And they put it in the trailer, so it's not really a spoiler. Like,
it's not.
He does all this stuff to come rescue her from marrying the evil king, and he's like, and I know that she'll choose true love over fame and fortune. And then there's this like pause,
and she's like, well, I was thinking about it since he kidnapped me, and I think I'm gonna go with the fame and fortune. And I was just like, ooh.
But even in that scene, Timothy O, who's the S, I'm just going to call him Timothy O, he steals the scene again, though, because he does this, like, girlish little giggle.
Yeah, he's like, yes. And the best part is when, you know, Gallivant is all crushed and stuff. And like one of the king's guards kind of knocks him down, and so the King Richard comes over and kind of kicks him, but it's the most kiddie-ish kick ever, and he's like, "Good night, Gallivant," and he kind of kicks him. It does nothing. He's like, oh my god, just somebody just kick him.
Hi. So, in short, well worth your time.
Yeah, we love that show.
So. All right. Moving on. Agent Carter. I didn't catch it. Did you guys catch it?
I did not.
I'm sorry.
I heard it was really good. So, like, now I have to, like, catch it on a rerun. I need to see it.
Okay, let me give you some comparisons. So, I'm going to compare Agent Carter to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, it took for me to actually kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it took them a season, May kicking Ward's ass a couple of times, and half a season of two for me to actually be like, oh, okay, I guess this could be good. Agent Carter took two episodes before I was like, I'm in.
All right. Damn it. I'm already bogged down with TV shows. Now I'm going to watch more.
I like the fact that they do not ignore the fact that she is a woman in the, what, 40s, 1940s, 50s?
World War II, so 40s.
Okay, 40s. So they don't ignore the fact that she's a woman in the 1940s. So it's a lot of men, like, treating her like a secretary, treating her like a sex object. And so she's always trying to continuously prove herself capable. So I like the fact that it's not in your face so much. It's kind of like, okay, this is shit that happens. And she's trying to kind of fight against that and, you know, be her own person. So I kind of love, because it's this one scene where, like, the men who are agents, someone pretty much told her, well, because she was questioning, like, why she didn't get any missions. And, you know, like, because, okay, during the war, you know, I got all these missions, I was capable. And he was like, well, the war is over. And, you know, just because she was Captain America's lady, you know.
Ooh, what? Yes. You want to fight?
Yes. Oh.
And this, okay. I'm going to show you Captain America's lady, motherfucker.
Right. So, and this is all, and it's this one ongoing kind of, I don't know if it's a gag or anything, but they do a Captain America radio show. So every time she's like, it seems like almost every time when she's kicking somebody's ass, you can hear the radio show in the background and her radio show counterpart is like, "Oh, Captain America, please save me." And you hear the punches of Captain America, and it's almost coinciding with her punches when she's kicking somebody's ass. So, yeah. She hates that radio show. I don't blame you. But I love Agent Carter. I love it. I love it. I don't know. Okay, I have a question. I wonder if it's the same writing team that does Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because if it is, I'm like, what the fuck?
Probably not. He couldn't be.
Because I'm just like, why is this so interesting in two episodes? And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I almost didn't come back after season one. Actually, I left like halfway through season one. I only
started... With Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., everybody, like half the people left halfway through season one. And then the other half of the people had to be like, okay, wait, no, it's getting good. Come back.
The reason why I came back, because they said that May kicked Ward's ass. So I actually went back just to watch May kick somebody's ass. So, yeah, that's about it. Other than that, I was just like, yeah. But I would highly recommend Agent Carter. If you had to choose one Marvel show to watch, I would do the Agent Carter one. I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Moving on, the show that Melissa has been so patiently waiting for.
I've been here the whole time.
I meant since it's been announced. Empire, starring Terrence Howard, yes. Premiered. I've heard mixed things about it. I tried to watch it, and then I stopped in the middle of it because I had to do something. It wasn't that I was not interested, and I haven't gone back, but everything I see about it, it's one, some people say it's really, really good, some people say it's really, really horrible, but I think it depends on how much you love or hate, or how much you can not love, because nobody loves Terrence Howard, but how much you can tolerate or how much you hate Terrence Howard,
or how much you love
Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah.
Because from what I, like, from the stuff that people's telling me, it sounds really good, but Terrence Howard's in it.
Like, honestly, Empire is a nighttime soap opera. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Here. Mm-hmm.
So, if you expect Empire to be super serious, it's not going to be, it's going to be in the same veil of as a soap opera. So, if you like soaps, then you
most likely going to
like Empire.
Somebody said that it was like Nashville, but with hip hop.
I would agree with that. Because Nashville mm-hmm. is like a soap opera.
It's actually a pretty good, there are family secrets, there's power control. It's more, I want to say, and maybe because it's the first episode, the storyline is smaller than Nashville. I haven't watched Nashville in a while, so there's also that. But, it's really good. I think even the people that say it's horrible also really still like it. Like, I don't want to describe their feelings to them, but they do. Because it's described as like this trashy thing, this trashy, horrible, spectacular event. It also has one of the little Sumlet. I probably did that boy's name wrong. But you know, that whole family of the brothers.
Smollett.
Smollett. I was so close, though.
So but, I was like, what? Oh, I have to speak Melissa. Smollett.
But he's there. He was also in the movie The Skinny, which is on Netflix right now, which is like, I don't know, last year's answer to Noah's Ark. He's my favorite, of course. He plays Jamal.
That because he's the only one that doesn't make you want to smack him.
Yeah, Taraji and that guy's name are the best parts because he has a really good singing voice and he has the best song out of the whole thing. and Taraji, you know, stills just she hams it up and it's fucking great. Yeah. Like she comes out of jail looking like Lil Kim. It's awesome.
Yeah. Her name in the show is Cookie. So
and the way they were announcing her return.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cookie's out. Y'all know Cookie's out. But yeah.
Right. And Cookie, I swear to God, Cookie is the standout character. Like from based on the first episode, she's the standout character. Because she was spitting so much truth in that show. Even though she was, can she be crass? She wasn't, you know, she was non-PC. Like, the thing was, even though she was using gay slurs,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know. It was kind of weird because, like, she, like, her favorite is, I think, Jamal is the one who's gay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so her favorite is Jamal. And I think, you know, that because she has to, like, since he was born, she had to protect him. Because since he did stuff that was, quote unquote, to Lucius, you know, sissified or whatever, you know, she had to always protect him and felt like it was unfair the way the father treated Jamal. So that's her favorite. She wanted to prove to Lucius that, as quote unquote, that what'd she say?
I am not saying it.
A F word can run the company.
That is an old ass black people thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. She came out sounding like an old black woman. Like when she came to Jamal's apartment, she hugged him, she looked around and said, "For a queen, you sure do keep your place messy."
Oh my God, that sounds like an old black person. Old black.
She called his Mexican boyfriend. You said you need to get Chickawawa out here. Like to cook me a meal or something. Like it was
she
old black people.
Yeah, because she was like, "Oh, who's this Mexican boy?" Kiss me.
I'm telling you, that's when I knew I was going to love her, because right. she did the perfect old black woman. And it's weird though, because she's doing old black woman who looks 30 something. I'm like, how is this possible? But okay,
right. It's just,
and let's just all what
it's just she said her opinion. She did not hold back to anything, even though she was saying stuff that, you know, kind of made you cringe. You know, you can tell that she really, really loved her son, Jamal. And she wanted to prove so badly that, like, the way that the father treated Jamal was unfounded, and that he will be the best fit to take over the company.
Mm-hmm. And they explore, like, the different relationships he's had with different sons. Because actually, in the trailer, you don't, I at least didn't see much of Andre, who's the oldest son.
Right. So Andre seems like he is the, okay, first of all, Andre and his Becky look like they are some scheming cuffers. So
she's the one that was scheming to take down them.
Yeah. So their scheme is to have the middle and younger son kind of battle each other while they take over the company, you know, on the slide.
So,
because
it's really good.
Yeah, because he's upset because he's the one who went to business school and has all the, you know, acumen for business, but he is not talented. So he feel like the father wouldn't hand over the company to him unless he was a talented celebrity star or some bullshit. So,
but he's the one with business savvy. Like,
yeah, it would make the most sense. I don't even know why there's a competition. Right, like, cause it's between Andre, the business guy, Jamal, the talent, and Hakeem, this young guy. Like,
okay, so I feel like Hakeem is a mix of like T.I. and Soulja Boy.
Mm-hmm. All I hear is Versace, Versace, Versace every time he talks.
Oh my God, it's like, Migos!
It's Migos! Hannah Montana! Hannah Montana! Hannah Montana! I'm sorry.
Hannah Montana! Hannah Montana! And the thing is, the funniest part of the episode to me was when he was trying to do this rap song in the studio in front of his father, and he kept messing up. And he's like, this track y'all wrote for me is whack. And I'm just like, okay, why don't you write some shit yourself? And he went to the middle son to get help. And that shit was so much better. It was bad, but it was, I mean, you can't really shine a turd that much. Yep. So you really, there's oh so much turd shining you can do. So,
but it'll be good. Malik Yoba is there.
Woo, Swashy.
Yeah, I believe he was. Yeah, he was known as a guy that looked sweaty and ashy. That is actually how he was described multiple times on Twitter.
And he's supposed to be like the uncle or something,
like the family friend.
Yeah, the family friend.
One person described him as very funny. Idris Elba, if he never discovered shea butter. Like, it's mean because when you think about it, though, like.
Oh my gosh!
Your mind's a little blown. Like,
oh my god!
So yeah.
And can I say that Lucius, his hair is so damn laid. I feel like there is a warehouse of gel that is empty right now.
Lucius is a dapper Dan man, mm-hmm. and. That shit is what it seems later in the season he does take that shit out, like somebody cuts his hair or washes it or something, because in the flash, it's so weird, in the flashbacks he's wearing a do-rag, and then in the current it's like you took your hairstyle back, you know, like it's weird, like
I mean,
the do-rag in 2015 would have been more appropriate than the conk that you have in your hair.
Right, but, so, I don't know. He had to protect those waves for years before.
That's how you keep the waves on swim.
Yeah.
He did his job. That's the only thing he protected. Because it wasn't his wife. Like, But now there's the conflict because Empire comes on the same time as Black-ish.
Ooh.
Okay, see, mm-hmm. Okay, I don't think that'll be a problem for me because I record Black-ish anyway. But Empire just seems like it'll be fun to live tweet, so.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to start recording Black-ish. I've live tweeted on Black-ish and I've live tweeted on Empire. I had way more fun. Like, Empire gives me a lot more to work with. So that's. But they still get the ratings if you DVR it, right?
No. They haven't done that yet.
Oh shit, man. Well, whatever. ABC's not going to let go of Black. It's just too much of a hit.
Okay, in the chat room, Enda Lauren said, looks like he just got off the set of the 5 Heartbeats.
Mm-hmm.
No!
I'm hoping to see you on this.
No!
And his name is Lucius, which doesn't help.
Like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. His name is Lucius. That is the oldest black man name you could ever have. Lucius. Mm-hmm. Who's named Lucius anymore?
Sorry. And they have an old black guy in a tracksuit in 2015. Like, not just any tracksuit, but it feels like an Adidas tracksuit. Like, with a rope gold chain. It is the best.
Amazing. All right. Last thing, you guys. Jane the Virgin.
Spectacular show. It's not back just yet, though. I don't know when the new episodes are coming back. To me, I would say that's the surprise hit of the season.
Okay, see, now I may have to watch it because everybody is saying how good it is. But when I first heard the premise, I was like,
No, the premise is awful.
Like, isn't the premise she ends up pregnant, but she's still a virgin?
Yeah, she got accidentally artificially inseminated.
How does she accidentally do that?
No, the doctor did.
It's not really a spoiler. So the doctor, and this might help. So Jane goes in for her regular checkup. The doctor that is doing the pap smear or whatever had got her heart broken the night before. She was very distracted. And so her appointment was the same time as this other woman who was getting inseminated.
Mm.
So there's this, like, you know, the usual mix up of doors. And I guess a pap smear feels the same way as an insemination does. And Jane has, like, her headphones on, half asleep when the doctor's talking to her. So, you know, a month later or so, pregnant virgin. But don't let that distract you, because here's why. It's charming. There's a narrator, which if anybody is still a fan of Pushing Daisies, which you should be, then you will love this narrator.
Mm-hmm.
It's, was it Telenova? Why can't I do words today? It's like, that's the format of the show. There's a grandmother who only speaks Spanish. Huh?
It's like a Telenova?
Yeah. I think it's based off of one, actually. But definitely the format stays, and this is what I've heard because I've never watched them, but the reviews that I've read, the format stays true to it. The cheesiness of it, because it's not always cheesy. Like, the cheesiest thing about it, honestly, is the initial storyline. Mm. Each episode is a chapter. I can't even really pick, like, my most favorite character, because all of them are pretty great. So it's one of those things where you have to be able to appreciate. It's a primetime soap opera, but it's so good. So just give it a shot.
I think I'm probably gonna try to watch a couple episodes because that premise turned me off from the show.
I'm surprised it survived the premise. Like, Gina Rodriguez, the star, won a People's Choice Award for, like, favorite new actress or something recently for it. So I'm hoping that helps keep it on. I don't think it's in danger of being canceled. It's gotten a lot of buzz.
Hmm. There we go. All right, ladies, anything you want to add before we sign off?
Watch all the shows.
The 29th. Oh, sorry.
Watch all the shows we talked about. Melissa?
Thursday nights are back on the 29th of January.
Oh my God! How to Get Away with Murder!
How to Get Away with Murder. Grays for those that still watch. And of course... Okay, there's like a couple of people that may watch.
Hey, I still watch Grays, okay?
See, there you go.
My boo is on there. I can't.
Yeah, American Jesse Williams is on Grey's. How are you just gonna not?
So Jesse Williams.
I bet you said that American.
Ma'am, Jesse, you can't. Williams. Now that there's a British Jesse Williams, you have to say the title for American Jesse Williams. It's rude not to. And then Scandal. I mean Scandal.
So someone mentioned in chat room that Penny Dreadful is coming back soon. So that's another excellent show.
Woo! Mm-hmm. I love Penny Dreadful.
And Girls came back, yay!
No, but I'm gonna
fight. They may kill me. Yeah, I was say, if you don't hear me on the next episode, it's not because I'm being lazy. They killed me.
Yeah, we did.
Oh. Right.
Yep.
So that wraps up this episode of Nerdgasm Noir. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. You can also follow us, ladies, individually as well. Jamie is at The Way of the Id. JP is at Isatis. Kia at The Last Storm. Melissa at Black Girl Geeky. And me at Nani Cool J. Thank you for listening, and talk to you next week.